What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
It is Worry Week on The Wire, and this week's Worry Week topic is housing. So, the land at Ihamatau was confiscated in 1863. In 2007, the Manukau City Council had intended the land to be added to the Otawatawa Stonefields Historic Reserve due to the sacred sites in the area. Fletcher Residential purchased the land in 2016 and planned to build about 480 houses for a special housing area. This purchase went ahead despite months of protests from Mana Whenua against the sale and the lack of consultation. These issues are historical and ongoing and affect tangata Māori disproportionately in terms of land, thus directly affecting Māori autonomy when it comes to self-sustainability and shelter. Given that it is Worry Week and we are looking at issues around housing, news editor Lillian Hanley thought she would get in touch with Pania Newton, who is heading the movement against Fletcher's, to see where they're at.
So at the moment we're preparing for our environment court case in July, and we're continuing to lobby our local councillors and members of parliament, and we're also preparing for a mass human occupation should we not be successful in the legal avenues that we're currently taking. We're also following up on the recommendations from the United Nations, and we have an action organised for this coming Saturday to stand on the land and demonstrate to the government and Fletcher's that we are continuing to do what we can to oppose their housing development.
Let's go through all of that. So what legal action are you taking, and where are you at this point?
So we're preparing for our environment court hearing in July, and that was an appeal that we made against the archaeological authority that was approved by Heritage New Zealand to destroy and modify the Wahitapu archaeological and geological sites on the land in contention.
Because this is not necessarily an isolated case where you've got an issue like this going up against a big company or even Crown legislation, essentially. How do we ensure that there are avenues for iwi to have these arguments, have these discussions, and actually resist that kind of continued colonisation? How do we ensure that is possible when often it isn't, when people don't have the money or smaller hapu and that sort of thing don't have that support?
Well, I think it's quite simple, really. The government complies with Te Tiriti or Waitangi, or, you know, even further than that, he pahapitanga mō New Tiriti. You know, a lot of that affords Māori the tino rangatiratanga and the mana motuhake over their whenua and their taonga resources and all those sorts of things. If Te Tiriti or Waitangi was entrenched, and, you know, the government upheld the principles or intention of that document, then I think Māori would have more teeth in these sorts of fights. Well, actually, the government would have to consult with Māori on these sorts of matters. And then you have the, you know, Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. That too speaks to our rights as tangata whenua, and, you know, the need to obtain free, prior and informed consent before you can develop or, you know, whenua Māori. It's not, you know, this is an obvious case here at Ihamatau. It's clearly illustrated in the history, or detailed in our history, you know, the injustice that took place. And then you have the promises made, you know, in, you know, the 2000s, saying that this land would become part of the Otuatawa Stonefields Historic Reserve because they recognised the injustice that took place all those years ago. And so if we were to comply with Te Tiriti or Waitangi or He Whakaputanga or the Declaration, that the mana whenua of Te Rohe would have a say in this housing development that We've never been approached about whether or not this development should go ahead. We've only been approached after the fact when they wanted to know what kind of names that they could give to the street for that proposed development and how they could work with Iwi, you know? It's just, it feels like a real box-ticking process.
And in terms of it being a housing development, are there people that are supporting the housing development to take place because of, you know, we have a housing crisis and we need homes? But if we go back a few steps, like you say, and if there had been consultation or if there had been correct adhering to Te Tiriti, there may not have been those issues or there would be another way?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're just saying this Whenua Ihu Mata is too significant to develop. You know, it's so important to the history of Māori there, and it's so important to the nation's history as, you know, the first place to settle after, you know, Te Heke Manui, the great migration to Aotearoa. You know, and it's even, it goes further than that for the many of the mana whenua groups who connect to that whenua. But through this process, because of that connection, we've seen for many years now the different mana whenua groups fighting for this land, and to no avail, because that is the way that the system is set up. And you know, and now I see some of the leaders of the mana whenua groups in a position where they're in a, you know, between a rock and a hard place. They fought for so many years alongside Auckland Council to save this whenua, but couldn't, and so now they're just trying to get, you know, the best that they can out of this, you know, sticky situation. And so I see them as still playing their part in ensuring that if we, you know, not successful, even though I think we're going to be successful, they are there to ensure that something's in place for the whānau. And then we continue to do what we can to oppose this development. And so just like we've seen in, you know, the hikoi last week to Parliament, you know, Tauranga Moana and Ngāti Whātua, and you know, some of the decisive mechanisms used by the government to divide the iwi and whatnot, that is that, you know, that does rings true in Ihu Mātou. We, on the surface, we seem to be two separate groups, but really we're all working to the same goal, which is, you know, to preserve what we can because of the love and connection we have to our whenua. And so that's one thing that is sadly lost and all the media and all, you know, the process, really.
So what is happening on Saturday?
So this Saturday we have a demonstration to take a stand on the land, and we will be gathering between 2 and 3 o'clock and, you know, just have a fun event and, you know, come together as, you know, many people who have worked hard or done their bit to try and protect this land from desecration. And so, yeah, we're just thinking of getting together, and we need as many people as we can down there to get a great turnout so that we can demonstrate to the government and Fletcher that there is a, you know, large portion of the community who will, you know, do what they can to oppose their development. I welcome anybody to come along. It's a fun, free family event. And, yeah, it's always good to be on the whenua.
Worry Week on The Wire.